Back on September 10th, 1988, Billboard launched the Modern Rock Radio Chart. Reach out, touch space. Featuring the top 30 songs receiving airplay on alternative radio. On September 10th, 1994, that chart expanded to 40 songs. Give it away, give it away now. Give it away. In 2009, they renamed the chart Alternative. Join me, DJ BK, as we recount all of the classic songs that topped the Alternative chart.
Woo-hoo! Well, we're getting hardcore early 90s now, I would say. I'm going to put my flannel on, although we're not talking about the Pacific Northwest on this episode, but we are now at the week of December 5th, 1992. Naturally, Home Alone was still atop the box office as we moved closer to the holidays, but this was its final week of its three-week run.
Hiya, pal.
Deck the halls with Marv and Harry.
Yes!
Make their Christmas not so merry.
Topping the Billboard Hot 100 was...
And I will always love you.
And the world was never the same. Going to number one on Modern Rock for a single week on December 5th, 1992 was Soul Asylum with the song Somebody to Shove.
'Cause I want somebody to shove. I need somebody to shove. I want somebody to shove me.
Somebody to Shove was the lead single from Soul Asylum's sixth studio album, Grave Dancers Union. Aside from charting number one on Modern Rock, it would go to number nine on mainstream rock and number 32 on the UK singles chart.
All the difference in the world is just a call away.
Soul Asylum were actually one of the most successful groups to emerge in the early 90s. They actually formed in Minneapolis in 1981 under their original name Loud Fast Rules. They would change their name to Soul Asylum in 1983. The group had really only had local and regional success up until the release of the album Grave Diggers Union. This single was the first one to put the band in the alternative spotlight until the third single from the album, which was the super popular Runaway Train. This success actually got the group a spot at the White House. Of all places. This is from MTV.
President Bill Clinton has been dubbed the rock and roll president, and today he proved it by asking Soul Asylum to warm up the crowd on the South Lawn of the White House for the National Service Act signing.
Well, it was very strange, Tabitha. It was kind of like a wedding and a little bit more like a...
It was more like a church ceremony to me. It's more like an evangelical church thing. I thought it was like a prom. Chelsea's prom.
But no Chelsea.
No, she has school.
Why Soul Asylum?
They were supportive in the campaign, and they have, they made that wonderful song about runaway children, which had a big impact on young people throughout the country, and we just thought they'd be a good group to be here.
Does Chelsea like them?
Yeah.
Here's another example of a song that went to the top of the Modern Rock chart in 1992. It doesn't get a lot of airplay today as a legacy gold song on the format, but it was one of the band's most successful songs of their career and really put them on the map. And they did a great version in 1993 with a string arrangement on MTV's Unplugged show.
'Cause I want somebody to shove. I need somebody to shove. I want somebody to shove me.
You can get the song in its original CD single with the B-sides, a demo for the song, by the way, and live versions of Somebody to Shove and Runaway Train, and a limited edition UK single with the B-sides Somebody to Shove, the unplugged version, and Stranger, the unplugged version, as well as a live version of Without a Trace, and the 7-inch UK single with the By the Way demo as the B-side.
Yes,
Be sure to check out Somebody to Shove wherever it is that you get your music streaming online. And check me out on Twitter at DJ BK Retro. And be sure to tune in again next time for the next song to go number one on the Modern Rock Chart.